Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
You'll find them on the newsstands and in bookstores, books about the Bible with a slightly different twist. They all claim to be revealing new hidden secret codes contained in the Bible. And the average person thinks, wow, this is great. New revelations which computers have brought to light. It's true that computers have done some pretty awesome things for Bible students. On the computer that I wrote the text of today's guidelines is a program that will scan four different translations of the Bible for any phrase that I choose to select and then let me compare the translations. Scholars have taken the text of the Dead Sea Scrolls and computerized them, analyzing word patterns and synthesizing missing portions of the text. All of that is helpful and illuminating. But what about these secret codes and revelations? Is there any real truth in this? Not really. Statistics and how you handle the control factors can prove almost anything. This fad of trying to make the Bible reveal its hidden secrets isn't new at all. Even in Paul's day, groups attempted to claim distinctive insights to God's revelation. Gnostics, they were called. Paul condemned them. At the beginning of the 2nd century, some took the figure 666 from Revelation 13:8, referring to the mark of the beast, and converted the numbers to Greek letters, thus identifying Nero the Caesar, who was giving Christians such a hard time, as the Antichrist. But Nero died, and numerologists, as they have come to be called, had to find a new whipping boy. At the beginning of this century, someone measured the pyramids in Egypt and converted those numbers to prophetic utterances, then thrilled audiences with their precise, allegedly scientific findings. But in fact, in reality, their discoveries failed. They were based on myth, not the truth. The New Testament condemns this kind of hidden secret revelations, which are being marketed today. Paul told Timothy that the time would come when men and women would turn from the truth to myths and fables. Don't waste your time or money on hidden revelations. Instead, focus on clear biblical truth. Sadly enough, most people today don't know enough truth to evaluate falsehood. The fact is, you've got to know what a straight line is before you know what a crooked one is. Make it a practice to get into this book every day. Don't simply read it or pick it up, and wherever it falls open, that's what you read for the day. Study it systematically and make it yours. The Bible is an anthology of books, with Old Testament books falling into five major divisions, at least in your English Bible. And the New Testament is grouped in four divisions. The Gospels, a book of history, the letters to different churches and individuals, and then finally a book which is primarily prophetic, dealing with the end times. That's the book of Revelation. When you read and study this awesome book, there are three questions which you need to ask and need to answer. Question number one, what does it say? Sometimes taking a notebook and summarizing what you have read, writing a few sentences, help you retain the core of what you've studied. Question number two, what does it mean? Am I qualified to answer that? Absolutely. Usually the obvious is exactly what God intended you to think. Go with it. Question number three, how do I apply this to my life? That's application. You apply truth to reality. It is here that the Word makes a great difference.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.